Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you know who we are, you know what we do. So tonight it is June 19th, and it should be a federal holiday. Trump tried to take take credit as if we didn't know what Juneteenth was until he decided he wanted to have a rally on the site of which they had massacred a whole town of black people. Now, what's Juneteenth? Well, it's short for June 19th, and we're going to get to the bottom of that for everybody, but before, I wanted to tell everybody this, what I have found. People, you white people, you're like, why don't we have White History Month? Y'all don't got much to be proud of. I'll tell you that. We'll start there. So in the early 1900s, one of the most popular games at the local fair was Hit the Nigger Baby. Sorry for the hard R, guys. These fairs would set up a black baby or toddler, and white people would pay money for baseballs to throw at the nigger baby as hard as they could. Hey, that's not funny. The favorite highlight feed her baby and fill them so that when the person throwing the baseball hits the baby's stomach, they would throw up all their mother's milk. The crowd would cheer at the hit to the baby's stomach. You've got to be kidding me. Where is that coming from? No. Nobody needs to be calling my phone right now. And why is that even hooked up to this phone? I do not know. Let's make sure that there's nothing on there. Who is calling my phone right now? No, we'll have to get back to you, sorry. So the crowd would cheer at the hit to the stomach of the baby, and the person would get a prize. Do you remember, what games do you know of at the fair right now where you can throw something at something and get a prize?
They do start that baseball game.
They still do, but you're hitting the little fuzzy dudes.
Yeah.
Those fuzzy dudes that look like bowling pins. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they replaced.
Oh, my God.
Most of these people, I'm about to sneeze, so I guess, chew. Damn it to hell. Thank you. So these motherfuckers would go play this game after worshiping Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yes, after worshiping Jesus. They would go to the church and then head over to the fair to hit the nigger baby. Now, these are... not just, it's happening again, excuse me.
Right.
Thank you. Damn it. So anyhow, just like back when we did the Black History Month where we went into the Jim Crow Museum and we learned that they stole black babies and used them for alligator bait, this was way after the Emancipation Proclamation. Okay, this is way after the fact that these slaves were freed. So let's move on to our Juneteenth. I do not know what my allergies is about right now, but it is driving me crazy. This has been happening for like 2 hours. Okay. Is it the evilness? Maybe I'm just allergic to racism. Maybe I'm allergic to trash humans. I don't know.
A lot of niggas getting killed lately. Getting
hung in trees and what have you. Yep. All right. So, now, I'm going to hit this pipe and we're going to carry on because we got much to cover.
Oh, shit.
So, in Texas, slavery had continued as the state experienced no large-scale fighting or significant presence of Union troops. Many enslavers traveled to the state had moved there, as they viewed it as a safe haven for slavery. After the war came to a close in the spring of 1865, General Granger's arrival in Galveston that June signaled freedom for Texans' 250,000 enslaved people. Although emancipation didn't happen overnight for everyone, in some cases, enslavers withheld the information until after harvest season. Celebrations broke out among the newly freed black people, and Juneteenth was born. That December, slavery in America was formally abolished with the adoption of the 13th Amendment. The year following 1865, freedmen in Texas organized the first of what became the annual celebration of Jubilee Day on June 19th. In the ensuing decades, Juneteenth commemorations featured music, barbecues, prayer services, and other activities. And as black people migrated from Texas to the Juneteenth tradition spread. So no, Trump, we already knew about Juneteenth, you stupid fuck. In 1979, Texas became the first state to make Juneteenth an official holiday. Today, 47 states recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday, while efforts to make it a national holiday has so far stalled in Congress. Sounds about white. Now, we've got other stuff we need to go on. We are going to go to Tulsa, where they massacred a whole black town. Black Wall Street. The Black Wall Street Massacre. Now, are you ready for this one, Sean? Are you ready? I guess my phone's on Do Not Disturb. Off right now. So, alright. You ready? The Tulsa Race Massacre, also known as the Greenwood Massacre or the Black Street Massacre. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you down here so I don't hear myself. All right. So, it took place on June 1st, 1921. When mobs of white residents attacked black residents and businesses of the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, this is a site where Trump wanted to have his very racist rally, which would have been really bad. It has been called the single worst incident of racial violence in American history. What about Rosewood? Nobody knows about Rosewood either. We'll get to that one, don't worry. Rosewood? Are you talking about the horror movie?
No, it's about Rosewood.
Hold on, I'm getting a call because someone doesn't understand that I'm in the middle of a show. The second time. You forget I'm busy, I'm doing a show. And now I'll have to start over. Well, I might have to because people keep calling, he keeps calling, like you already. Like, seriously. I'm in the middle of a show. Anyway, so the attack carried out on the ground and from private aircraft. They dropped bombs on them. Destroyed more than 35 square blocks of the district. At that time, the wealthiest black community in the United States was known as Black Wall Street. So the target was black residents, their homes, and businesses. The weapons were guns, explosives, incendiary devices, and some were dropped from airplanes. The death toll, 36 total, 26 black and 10 white, 150 to 200 black and 50 white, 39 confirmed, 75 to 100, and 150 to 300. How? So more than 800 people were admitted to hospitals, and as many as 6,000 black residents were interned at large facilities, many for several days. The Oklahoma Bureau of Vital Statistics officially recorded 36 dead, but the American Red Cross declined to provide an estimate. A 2001 State Commission examination of events was able to confirm 36 dead, 26 black, and 10 white, based on contemporary autopsy reports, death certificates, and other records. The commission gave overall estimates from 75 to 100 and 150 to 300 dead. The massacre began over Memorial Day weekend after 19-year-old Dick Rowland, a black shoe shiner, was accused of assaulting Sarah Page, 17-year-old white elevator operator of the nearby Drexel building. He was taken into custody. A subsequent gathering of an angry local whites outside of, you know, they fucking did this on purpose. They, most of the time, they're fucking lying. They, most of the time, they didn't even lynch the right fucking person. Now, Rowland was being held, and the spread of rumors he had been lynched alarmed the local black population, some of whom arrived at the courthouse armed. Shots were fired, and 12 people were killed, 10 white and 2 black. Fuck yeah. Get them. As news of these deaths spread through the city, white rioters rampaged through the black neighborhood that night and morning, killing men and burning and looting stores and homes. But y'all are mad about people looting and rioting right now over police brutality. Snow fucking flakes. You know, the white man has been bitching since the black man was freed and moving onto their streets. I had to share a fountain. Shut the fuck up. Cry me a river, dickface. Oh, you shouldn't want to use the same coffee pot as a black person? I'm sorry, you're so dumb. Worthless. Fucking worthless. You're all worthless. Just saying, you're worthless. That's why you needed slaves. Sorry. Not sorry. About 10,000 black people were left homeless, and property damage amounted to more than $1.5 million in real estate and $750,000 in personal property, the equivalent of $32.25 million in 2019. Their property was never recovered, nor were they compensated for it. Why are you going to come in here and try and ruin Mommy's show? Like, I swear to God, if it's not Sammy, it's someone else. Now, many survivors left Tulsa, while black and white residents who stayed in the city were silent for decades about the terror, violence, and losses of the event. The massacre was largely omitted from local, state, and national histories. Sounds about white. In 1996, 75 years after the massacre, a bipartisan group in the state legislature authorized information of the Oklahoma Commission to study the Tulsa race riot in 1921. Members were appointed to investigate events, interview survivors, hear testimony from the public, and prepare a report of events. There was an effort toward public education about these events through the process. The commission's final report, published in 2001, said that the city had conspired with the mob of white citizens against black citizens. It recommended a program of reparations to survivors and their descendants. The state passed legislation to establish some scholarships for descendants of survivors, and development of Greenwood, and develop a memorial park in Tulsa to the massacre victims. It's not enough. It's not enough. Here's what you can do. Stop giving white people the power to kill unarmed black people and unarmed white people and poor people. Stop allowing police officers to get away with murder. Don't just give them, oh, we're going to give them administrative leave. Oh, we're going to fire them. No, you should hold them down. I fucking shoot someone, I'm going to fucking jail. But if a cop does it, no, it's okay. He's a cop. Unless he's a black cop shooting a white woman on accident, then he's going to go to jail. It's double standard. A black woman in Texas got into a fight with another woman and was shot in the stomach. Her baby died. She's in jail because her baby died. A white girl who's a cheerleader at one of these pristine schools here in Texas, she killed her baby. Actually, I'm sorry, she buried her baby in her backyard alive after having the baby and not telling her family. She was found not guilty. Sounds about white. Sounds about white. It's a double standard that we have. White people get away with a lot, especially if you have money. Now, am I saying that black people get, you know, we're supposed to do more for black people than we do for white people? That's not what I'm saying, not at all. What I'm saying is, as a whole, police brutality is police brutality. Being said, I had an older woman, she stole this truck, and she can barely move. She needed help from the police. They showed up with fucking guns, 8 cops. For one small, frail white woman. They beat the shit out of her, tore her out of her vehicle, chokehold her, fucking beat the shit out of her, brutalized her, shackled her, threw her into jail, and then they proceeded to still beat her up while she was in jail. And they said that she was got DUI and drugs. She wasn't on any of that stuff. But she needs a lawyer now. She had handprints all over her. She's white. But in Manatee County, they don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, please don't. Orlando police is called, oh, please don't. They don't give a fuck who he is. They don't give a fuck. They don't like it. See, when Jason was going to jail and he was running from the police, they were a lot nicer than they are today. Now, 10 years ago, the FBI was warned that our law enforcement was being infiltrated by white supremacists, and that is full on and fully true. So am I saying that you white people deserve white history? You ain't got much to be proud of, and you're trying to keep it alive. Your Confederate flag is a fucking flag of treason. You rose up against your own country. You are a treasonous cow. You tried to keep slavery alive. You were supreme. You're too fat and stupid to do anything about it. And that's the tea. Black Lives Matter. Fuck the police. We need to defund the police and start doing more for our communities. We need programs. And when I say defund the police, what I'm talking about is stop giving them military contracts. Do not give them fucking, why do they need rocket launchers for? Why do they need armored vehicles? They do not need that. The police are being put in situations that they don't need to be in charge of. And that's the T. Black Lives Matter and fuck you racist white pieces of shit. Zen Rider out. Sean B's here with us too. Sean B's here with us too. We're getting him some education.
Oh,
my God. Well, there's more black reasons why white people don't deserve white history. And that's the tea. Bye.